Joy Behar fears Pope Francis will be replaced by some conservative guy. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 23, 2025. Joy Behar said she fears that Pope Francis will be replaced by some conservative guy on Tuesday's episode of ABC's The View, during which the show's co-hosts used the Pope's death as an opportunity to complain about U.S. politics. After The View co-host Sunny Hostin said she hopes the late Pope will be replaced by someone similar to him, Joy Behar replied, "I wonder, though, because there might be a backlash against how good he was, and how much humility he had compared to some of the leaders in this world right now. Watch below. So, there might be a backlash to it, and they'll get some conservative guy in there who, you know, is anti-gay and everything else," Behar added. Elsewhere in the episode, Sarah Haynes noted, "There's liberal popes, there's conservative popes," before claiming Pope Francis was the most Jesus-like, citing the late Pope saying in 2013, "If someone is gay, and he searched for the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge?" Haynes added that these types of messages were what resonated with me. Hostin then chimed in, saying, "I've struggled with Catholicism, because of so many of the church's doctrines, especially in regards to the LGBTQ+ community. I've struggled with being a Catholic, but this Pope changed things for me." Hostin continued, adding, "I feel like there's a crisis of empathy in this country. That unless it happens to you, you can't feel the empathy of it happening to somebody else." Inciting people's alleged lack of empathy, Hostin got political, suggesting that Americans don't have empathy for criminal illegal alien gang members getting deported. Fellow The View co-host Whoopi Goldberg added that Pope Francis was exactly what I hoped he would be. "He grew up around refugees, he understood what people needed," Goldberg continued. "Whether you like it or not, refugees are with us around the world. So why be negative? Why not be positive and help?" Behar then bizarrely proclaimed that the contrast between Pope Francis and somebody like Musk and Trump is astounding. As Breitbart News reported, Pope Francis died early Monday morning at the age of 88 after making a surprise appearance in Vatican City for Easter Sunday blessings amid health concerns. President Donald Trump announced that he and First Lady Melania Trump will attend his funeral, which is set for Saturday at 10 a.m. in St. Peter's Square. Now, a centuries-old ritual involving sacred oaths by the cardinals electing Pope Francis' successor has begun. This involves piercing ballots with a needle and thread after they are counted, then burning them to produce either white or black smoke to signal if there is a new leader for the world's 1.3 billion Catholics. Meanwhile, conservatives are hoping Cardinal Robert Sarah of Guinea will be elected the new pope, citing his anti-woke positions and adherence to traditional values. "He has firmly adopted the conservative line on everything from same-sex marriage and gender ideology to the dangers of Western secularism, Islamic fundamentalism and the threat uncontrolled migration poses to European culture and values," The Telegraph noted. A video purported to show Cardinal Sarah warning of the dangers of migration to Europe began circulating on social media. After being asked what worries you, the cardinal replied, "My biggest worry is that Europe doesn't want any more, or has lost the sense of its origins. It has lost its roots. Yet, a tree without roots, it dies. And I'm afraid the West is dying." "There are plenty of signs," Cardinal Sarah continued. "You see plenty of signs, no more natality. You are invaded, still by other cultures, other peoples, which will progressively dominate you by their numbers and completely change your culture, your convictions, your values. Watch below. Most people have never heard of him. But Cardinal Robert Sarah might be the most important voice in the Catholic Church right now. He's quiet. Traditional. And some think he could be the next pope," one social media user declared in a Tuesday X post. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.